A. Ko. Throughout this kina, Rabbi Elazar HaKalir utilizes the Midrash in Yalkut Shimoni, which rereads the term Eicha as A. Ko. Where is the word Ko? The term Ko, thus, was used by Hashem in various promises to Klal Yisrael throughout the ages. The Paitan, in each of the 12 stanzas, compares a promise that Hashem made to us with our miserable reality today. The 12 examples Rabbi Elazar HaKalir brings of Ko are, respectively, the promise to Avraham that his descendants will be as numerous as the stars, Ko Yezarecha. The Akedah, where Avraham said, Nelcha Ad Ko. When Yaakov's salary was constantly changed by Lavan, Hashem nevertheless made it work in Yaakov's favor. Im ko yomar nikudim yezarecha, yaldu kol hatzon nikudim. Vim ko yomar akudim yezarecha, yaldu kol hatzon nikudim. Moshe is looking both ways before killing the Egyptian. Vayifen kovacho. The instruction to Moshe to tell Klal Yisrael that Hashem has sent him to redeem them from Egypt. Ko tomar el b'nei Yisrael. Hashem elokei avotechem, elokei Avraham, elokei Yitzchak, elokei Yaakov, shlachani alechem. The words to Paro before the final plague, Ko Amar Hashem, Kachatot Halala Niyotzei B'toch Mitzrayim. The introduction to Matan Torah, Ko Tamar Levet Yaakov. The commandment to Aharon to bless the people, Ko Tavarchu Et B'nei Yisrael. The curse of Bilam that became a blessing, Shuv El Balak, Ko Tzaber. The consecrating of Levi'im, Ko Taser Lahem, the Tzaharam. The instruction to Yoshua to march around Yericho for 6 days before the walls would fall down on the seventh. Ko ta'aseh sheshet yamim. And last, the promise of ultimate redemption to Zechariah. Lachen ko amar Hashem, shati l'Yerushalayim berachamim. What is the meaning of ko? Why do the Midrash Rabbi Elazar HaKalir specifically lament the promises made with this word? Rav Soloveitchik suggests that Ko refers to the unique destiny of the Jewish people. As an Avraham statement to his servants before the Akedah, Ani v'hanar nelcha ad Ko. The Jewish destiny is unique, our destination different from all others. When we are in a state of exile, that special destiny and destination are no longer apparent. We cry out, where is our special destiny? Where is your promise of our unique destination when we seem to be going in circles? I would like to suggest something different. Interestingly, the phrase Ko Amar Hashem always refers to a paraphrase of God's word rather than a direct quote. This can be proven from Rashi. On the sixth example given above, Ko Amar Hashem Kachasot Halayla, about Makat B'chorot, the killing of the firstborn. Even Moshe, who had a different form of prophecy from everyone else, used the term Ko in this way. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky proves this in his commentary in Parshat Matot. Tisha B'Av is not the time or day to discuss this in depth. But on a deeper level, we relate to Hashem sometimes as a parent or master, and sometimes as a spouse. When Moshe gave us the Torah, we progressed to the point where we could be married to Hashem and relate to him as a wife does to her husband. The Torah is never dictated with the word ko, because as equals, we have a more direct communication. Prophecy with the word ko, however, refers specifically to Hashem as our parent or master, not as an equal partner, but as the one who is completely in charge. A parent does not relate to his children with the same openness that he does to his spouse. Accordingly, when Hashem is acting as our father, a prophet uses the word ko, a paraphrase rather than a quote, appropriate when a parent speaks to a child. Unlike a relationship of equals, a parent-child relationship, a master-servant relationship, has the parent or master as the dominant partner. When one side exclusively receives and the other side exclusively gives, we have an emblematic parent-child relationship. Accordingly, Hashem's promises to us are more associated with a parent than a spouse. Perhaps here, Rabbi Elazar HaKalir is asking where our parent is, where our master is, not the partner, but the one who is in charge. The one who promised us, our parent, is missing. This is not the cry of someone who misses a friend, but of someone who can't find the one who can provide him with his needs. In this kina, we ask Eko, where is the parent? Where is the one who promised us? And will his promises ever again come true?